One thing I love about summer is everything's just getting easier. You're outside more, you're taking vacations, and it's the time where you're really not trying to overthink every outfit. You just want stuff that feels good, works, and sometimes is a little cool. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. They make those pieces that you end up just wearing all season. For me, it's the 100% European linen shirt and the matching linen pants. That has become one of my go-to beach vacation outfits. I've gotten so many compliments on it. It's breathable, it's comfortable. It looks put together, but it still feels relaxed. You can literally wear this thing going to the beach all day, walking by the water for a sunset, and then head straight to dinner later, feeling completely comfortable and looking fashionable. And that's really what Quince does well. Their 100% European linen pants and shirts are easy to wear, perfect for summer, and the price is unbelievable. And they start at literally just $34. They also have soft tees you can wear all day, plus lightweight cotton sweaters that are perfect for when the temperature drops a little at night. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middleman, so you're paying for exceptional quality, not the brand markup. And it's not just clothing. Quince has become one of those brands people trust for home, travel, and everyday essentials too. You've heard me talk about their website before. It's super fun to scroll around. They literally have everything. So make your summer wardrobe easier. Go to quince.com/crypto101 for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/crypto101 for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/crypto101. If you've been sitting on a business idea, Shopify is the place where you can actually make it real. The thing I like about Shopify is it takes the scary part out of starting. You're not just sitting there trying to figure out a website, payments, checkout, inventory, all these little things that stop people before they even launch. When I think about building a storefront, the biggest thing is friction. You want someone to land on your page, like what you're selling, and be able to buy without getting stuck. That's where Shopify is huge. Shopify checkout is built to help more customers finish their purchase. And when they come back, their details are already saved. One tap and they're done. The cool part is Shopify powers millions of businesses worldwide, from huge brands that you know, like Mattel and Gymshark, to small businesses just getting started. So whether you're building the next big brand or launching your first product, the infrastructure is already there. Once that part is handled, you can focus on the real work, building the brand, getting attention, and bringing people to your storefront so the business can grow. That moment when someone actually buys, that's when the idea becomes real. With Shopify, nothing stands between your idea and a real business, so go make it one. Start your free trial today at shopify.com/crypto101. That's a free trial at shopify.com/crypto101.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another action-packed, high-caliber episode here of the Crypto 101 podcast. Whew, I am pumped for today, Brendan. You guys know this is a big one. We've been talking about Robinhood on the show, in our newsletter, all over the place. This is a big one. Brendan, how are you feeling?
I'm doing fantastic. It's like you said, this is a familiar friend, but new face of that familiar friend group. Robinhood, someone who we've had on multiple times over here. We talk about them a lot. You've probably heard of them. This is going to be a really good episode, Bryce.
Yeah. Let's just kick things off. We have Sung Lee joining us, who is the head of product at Robinhood Crypto. They just came out with a whole slate of new announcements. So we're bringing on the man himself to discuss everything behind it. Sung, thank you for joining the show. And how are you doing?
Very, very good. Excited to be here and chat through all the releases that we've done recently.
Yeah, it seemed like 100 products, but you're the probably the man with the actual number. How many products did you release over the course of the past couple weeks?
Oh man, it's been a blur. I want to say, I'm just counting in my head.
Yeah.
At least 7 to 8. Yeah. It's been a lot. Yeah.
It's been a lot. And we're going to dive into each of them, try to unpack what was going on. Can you just give us a high level on the big headline? The thing that caught my eye the most was y'all launched your own blockchain called Robinhood Chain. So let's start there. And, you know, kind of just walk us through the thought process behind launching your own blockchain, because so far, not many publicly traded companies have their own blockchain.
Sure. So, you know, we launched the Robinhood Chain. It's a permissionless L2 blockchain, really focused on tokenized real world assets. And ideally for this vision and future where traditional finance and crypto emerge. And we can talk about some of the products that we're already and have released that I think are starting to do that. It is permissionless. It's built for the entire ecosystem. So it allows developers to build and deploy apps. It allows retail and institutional users to come on the chain and access stock tokens and other DeFi applications. And it's optimized for super high performance. You know, our block times are 100 milliseconds, super high throughput, as we've seen, you know, over the past couple of days. And as I mentioned before, you know, the flagship feature here is stock tokens. It gives eligible global traders 24/7 on-chain exposure to U.S. stocks and ETFs in their crypto wallets. So, and you know, you asked, you know, what's the thinking behind this? So I think the first and sort of most important thing for us is we believe in a future where access to the financial system should be easier, more transparent, lower cost, and all that. And we believe the best way to do that is through tokenization. And, you know, just for us thinking about what's needed for tokenization to succeed, one of the key parts of that is a high throughput, high trust, and high speed platform where tokenized stocks could exist on top of. And for us, that was the Robinhood Chain, which we have launched.
I love it. And was there, you know, a specific customer problem that required you guys to start and own your own blockchain as opposed to integrating with, you know, an existing network? Because I kind of want to just understand why, you know, owning the rails, right, was the necessary evolution for this stage of the company.
So I think there's a couple of aspects here. The first big thing for us is, one, we wanted to make sure that tokenized assets were the first and foremost most important part of the chain. And starting from there, it's, you know, not like a ton of options where that's the primary focus. The second technical requirements for us is we did have pretty specific needs on not necessarily the current state, but what we believe the future of on-chain finance looks like when it comes to throughput and block times and what you need in order to sustain very high volume liquidity at scale for tokenized assets, borrowing a lot from what we see you know, on our traditional finance apps today. And the third part here is flexibility over the controls that you have over the chain. So yeah, I would say it's those three aspects for us.
Awesome. And I saw that you guys are using the Arbitrum technology stack, not actually built on the Arbitrum One network, but just kind of leveraging the technology, the open source stuff that they built, and you built your own one. But I thought the most interesting part of this, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on why this happened, but apparently the Robinhood chain burns Ethereum as the native gas token. I want you to correct me if I'm wrong there. And I just want to understand, was that a technical, like, you know, decision, or was it primarily like an economic decision because you wanted to strengthen Ethereum's price, essentially?
Definitely not an economic decision. Definitely a little bit, definitely more on the technical side, but also developer friendliness. The Ethereum ecosystem is very widely accepted. Developers are very familiar with how to build on Ethereum. And that made it an easy decision for us to make it such that when we are encouraging developers to build on the Robinhood chain, that we're reducing the friction that developers face in order to do so. So,
love it. Yeah, makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. And when it comes down to this, it gives you like full control to really fine tune this thing to exactly what you want and what you need. It becomes a little bit more flexible and adaptable. And I think that's what you need, right? When you haven't exchanged the size of Robinhood, and when you're attacking and building all these different areas and products, I think it makes the most sense to kind of say, hey, it would make the most sense that we have control over this. We can build it, we can scale it, we can kind of move this in the direction that we need to based upon what we're working on and what we're servicing and as the space evolves. And so, you know, one of the big ones that stood out here is the flagship of what you guys have been doing, which is tokenized stocks. This has been something that obviously everyone's been talking about tokenization and tokenized stocks for forever. It feels like really in the last like year or two, you've started to really see this take off and usage has gone up. And I remember when you all made this announcement about bringing this and making it accessible to everyone, you know, just through the app. That was one of those moments where it was like, wow, this is going mainstream. Because it's not like, oh, you have to go set up a wallet and you have to go to this name that you've probably never heard of if you're from traditional finance. It's like, no, anyone can have a Robinhood brokerage account. You can do this stuff. You can interact with it. And basically the way that this works, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but you guys have these stock tokens and then they track big names like Apple and Nvidia where you get the price exposure, but not necessarily the ownership. So you get the exposure to these price movements, but you don't get ownership, you don't get voting, you don't get the direct dividends. So can you walk a beginner through maybe why it's built that way and explain it a little bit more for us?
Sure, absolutely. So every stock token we launched stock tokens, I want to say about 10 days ago. Every stock token is backed one-to-one to equities held in secure custody. This structure gives the holders of these tokens clear rights to the underlying value of the equity while, you know, you get the benefits of it being on the blockchain. And this was really important for two reasons. One, it enables global access to these stock tokens. And two, it enables 24/7 access to these stock tokens because now the stock token can be on a decentralized protocol and whatnot. You know, the exciting things that we are looking forward to is these tokens are fully compatible with, you know, fully self-custodied crypto wallets, mm-hmm. decentralized exchanges. They can be used as collateral and decentralized lending protocols and whatnot. So, you know, if you're a holder, you can keep your equity exposure while participating in these advanced on-chain strategies. I do want to talk a little bit about the benefits of the corporate actions that you get. So, you know, holders of these tokens, stock tokens, do get the benefits of dividends. It's just not in the traditional sense. So, you know, the way that the stock token holders receive dividends is instead of receiving a cash dividend, we use what's called a multiplier mechanism. So when the underlying company pays a dividend, the dividend is actually automatically reinvested to purchase more shares of the underlying stock. And the number of shares that your token now represents increases. So instead of receiving a cash payout, your token's multiplier is what increases. So you do get the benefits of the dividend. It just means that the way you get it is that your token dynamically represents more shares of stock over time.
It's like a rebase kind of in a sense.
It's not a rebase. Depends how you are defining it, but you know, rebase in the traditional sort of crypto methodology means that you hold one token at one point in time and now you hold three tokens. Mm-hmm. It's more akin to I don't know the right specific terminology for it, but there's lots of tokens out there that have a similar methodology. You can look at, I don't want to name any tokens, but it's a pretty common pattern to use multipliers instead of the adjusting the raw token value.
It's like a points system.
It's not a point system. So one example I'll give you is that a lot of the staked ETH, the liquid staking protocols use a similar methodology.
Okay.
So if you look at some of the liquid staking tokens, I'm not going to name any, but you know, what they do is each staked liquid staking token represents more more ETH over time, even though the number of tokens of the liquid staking token that you hold is the same. Okay. So it's a similar methodology. But you know, the one thing I do want to clarify is you're right. You know, stock token holders don't have voting rights. The thing that I will say is that we do have future plans to enable redemption for the underlying, and this will start with institutions. So, yeah.
You know what slows teams down more than anything? It's not always headcount, budget, or even the tools themselves. It's when the way work gets done lives in someone's head and never actually gets documented. Then someone new joins, a new platform gets rolled out, or a teammate leaves, and suddenly everyone's doing the same process in a different way. That's exactly the problem today's sponsor, Scribe, was built to solve. Scribe is a workflow AI platform that captures any workflow in real time and turns it into a step-by-step documentation automatically. You just turn on the extension, do the process like you normally would, and Scribe builds the guide as you go, capturing every click, step, and screenshot. And it's already trusted by over 80,000 enterprises, including nearly half of the Fortune 500. With our team being remote, I have definitely had moments where I've had to explain the same setup or process more than once to a colleague, and it always feels like something that should have been documented the first time. With Scribe, what could take hours of writing, screenshots, and cleanup can be ready to share in under a minute. Scribe also automatically redacts sensitive information like names, emails, and account numbers from screenshots. Admins can enforce that across the team so nothing slips through the cracks. Plus, anyone following the process can get real-time on-screen guidance showing exactly where to click inside the actual tool. And Scribe doesn't just document workflows. It uses AI to suggest ways to improve them, helping you spot redundant steps, bottlenecks, and places to simplify. To book a personalized enterprise demo, visit scribe.how/crypto101. That's scribe.how/crypto101. Are you curious about the economic forces shaping your daily life? The Planet Money podcast from NPR makes sense of the economy in ways you'll actually understand and enjoy. Guys, you love listening to the rundowns. I get some of that information from this NPR Planet Money podcast, especially recently with the war going on, the Strait of Hormuz. You're just kind of getting those updates as they come from these guys. They put out a ton of awesome content. It's a different perspective from Crypto 101, but still a great listen. So go over there and check out the Planet Money podcast if stuff like current events and the finance world interest you. Each story on Planet Money starts with a question. Recent episodes ask why Pokemon cards are growing faster than your retirement account. Questions about the war, just like we talked about recently a lot on our program. From the job market to the stock market to prices at the supermarket, Planet Money explains it all. Planet Money is a different kind of world where the complex economy somehow makes sense, where human stories supersede abstract theories so you can learn, laugh, and be entertained. It's econ, but just down to earth. The hosts go to unusual lengths to explain the economy. They've published their own book to track the global supply chain. They've shot a satellite into space to understand the economics of the private space industry. They've gone inside a live book auction to show how ideas get to market. It's the kind of show where you learn something, probably laugh, and walk away seeing the world a little differently. And I think if you like Crypto 101, you'll enjoy Planet Money. So maybe check that out. Follow NPR's Planet Money podcast and understand how money shapes the world.
Well, I really like that. And I think at the end of the day, I'm going to say something that we've talked about a lot in recent episodes, but I think it's important for everyone to understand this. But this benefits everyone. It benefits, I think, the average trader and user out there who's just listening to the podcast, because now more people are able to get exposure. Again, if you're in the United States, odds are you can buy very easily without any kind of workarounds, just about any stock that you want. If you're in other parts of the world and in other countries, so, you know, there's a few more hoops that you have to dive through. It's a little bit more complicated. It's not quite as easy. And so what this does is this basically says, hey, just about anyone, anywhere, so long as this is approved in your country, you can go and you can get exposure to all these different equities. And then you guys are going, and it's essentially like the easiest comparison I can make here is like the Bitcoin spot ETFs, right? You go and you buy some of the Bitcoin spot ETFs, then the asset manager goes and buys Bitcoin on your behalf. And there's a direct correlation to the buying and selling, and it's not just like imaginary money going back and forth. And so that's the benefit here, is that, again, you all and us as the users and the traders, more people get exposure, more people get access. And of course, you know, Robinhood, you benefit from this because there's more people that get exposure. So it's like a win-win here in both ways. And I think my favorite part about this is the 24/7 push for these things. That has been, full disclosure, I'm a big avid user of Robinhood. I've been transferring more and more assets especially in recent years, over to Robinhood because of some of those things. You've seen it over in the traditional markets where you can go things like 24/5. I think the next logical step, and you've seen the S&P talk about this, you've seen the New York Stock Exchange talk about this, you've seen NASDAQ talk about this. They know that we're heading towards an era of being able to trade anything, anytime, anywhere. And what I see here is that you all get to be a little bit of, you know, the first mover in a sense. You guys are coming out as one of the big, more centralized players saying, we're going to be able to give access to this. And it's good because I think people are nervous. It sucks when something happens during the weekend or when you're, you know, out of market hours or whatever it is, and you can't get in or out of what you want, right? Because sometimes you hear things that might matter to you but not to other people, or vice versa. And you're like, man, I really wish I could act upon this news. This stands out to me, and you can't. And so it makes no sense that in 2026 you can't have some of those freedoms. We clearly have the technology. And again, I just wanted to kind of paint the picture here for the average user, but let you respond before I ask my next question.
No, absolutely. You know, I think for those of us who've been, you know, in crypto for years, 24/7 is just the baseline expectation for us. And, you know, that speaks to the level of access and transparency and innovation you get when you're able to build applications on a permissionless blockchain. And that's exactly the type of experience we want to bring to exposure to stocks and ETFs. So definitely agree.
Well, the big question I have here is, you know, you can do this across Europe and other places, but when are we going to be able to get access to this in the US?
So, you know, we don't have immediate plans to offer stock tokens in the US.
What's stopping it?
The regulatory framework for the US doesn't exist yet. Mm. But you know, one of the things we're most excited about stock tokens is that they're available through the Robinhood wallet, which is a fully self-custodied mobile wallet that you can find in the App Store, Google Play Store. It's available in more than 120 countries. And you can access stock tokens in the eligible jurisdictions through the wallet. And, you know, it's been one of our largest global releases to date. You know, for customers in the U.S., like you mentioned, you know, you do have relatively fewer barriers to stock access and exposure when you're living in the U.S. So, you know, I think that's where we are. Yeah.
No, that makes a ton of sense. And, I think kind of one of the big net benefits of this is like more access to U.S. stocks from other folks. And so there's just more inflows. It lowers the friction into U.S. stocks, which is good for all of us here in the U.S. because you have more folks outside of the U.S. essentially quickly, you know, easily able to buy U.S. exposure. And so, you know, kudos to y'all. And we're hopeful that the Clarity Act passes, which I think there's about, you know, a month left for the negotiations before this thing gets either passed or kicked out to the next decade. We will see. But will the Clarity Act, if it does get passed, maybe come to bear on some of the regulatory framework that would allow a larger proliferation of your on-chain products to Americans?
Yeah, I mean, we do believe that the Clarity Act will be a really positive step forward in helping to enable and accelerate new crypto products and services in the U.S., including tokenization. So yes, we do believe it will help quite a bit.
Okay, We agree. Let's move on to yield, derivatives, some of the other stable coins that you guys are working with. I think the biggest headline from your recent announcement was Robinhood Earn is offering about 7% return annualized on USDG through Morpho. And I believe USDG is issued or managed by a protocol called Spark. You could correct me on that if I'm wrong. But for someone who doesn't know about this whole landscape, how does it work? Where's the yield coming from? What's USDG? What's Morpho? Just give us the rundown.
Sure, absolutely. So we'll start with USDG. So USDG is a stable coin that we've partnered with Paxos on. And you know, it's backed one-to-one, and it's the core US dollar backed stable coin that we are using for and offering to customers for this Robinhood Earn product. Robinhood Earn, in a nutshell, is the first embedded DeFi product that we have in the Robinhood app in the US. So, you know, what it is, if I were to break the product down, is roughly four layers. The first that we talked about is the stablecoin aspect, where, you know, as a user on Robinhood, you can convert your US dollar to USDG one for one with no fees. That's part one. The second part is that there is a embedded self-custodied crypto wallet directly on the Robinhood app now. So actually, when you're using the Robinhood Earn product, you're actually using your own self-custodied crypto wallet. The third part of this is through the wallet, there is an integration to a decentralized lending protocol called Morpho. And so when you use the Robinhood Earn product, you're actually yourself, through your own self-custodied wallet, lending out to the Morpho protocol. And the fourth part is the yield that you get on the decentralized lending vault, where the yield is algorithmically set, and currently earns 7% on users that supply USDG to this lending protocol. So yeah, it's a product that we are incredibly, incredibly excited about. For users that are lending through Robinhood Earn, we've also announced insurance. It's underwritten by Lloyd's of London and Realm, that covers users in the event of a cyber or a smart contract exploit. And yeah, it's a product that we're incredibly excited about. We've heard from users that they're really excited about, and yeah, excited to continue rolling it out.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. It definitely gives folks a diversified way to earn yield. You know, so many people are doing muni bonds or, you know, treasuries or corporate bonds, and this is just a different way to kind of layer in your source of yield. You know, so I think it's a great product. Really excited about it. We've been big fans of Morpho, and we had Paul Frambeau on the show, you know, years ago, back before it was even, I think before the token even launched, talking about this protocol. So we've been on it. You know, full disclosure, I have exposure to that. But let's jump over to the derivatives side as well, because you've launched perpetual futures, which are a very cool product in Europe with up to 10 times leverage. And I believe now you're starting to expand into commodities, ETFs, FX. Tell us about what's going on the derivatives side.
Absolutely. So we launched our crypto perpetual futures product in the EU from Robinhood Europe, which is our European entity, last year in Q3. And it's one of the fastest growing products that we have in the EU. You know, I think for a couple of reasons. One, I believe our experience is simple, easy to use for customers. Number two, we've also made risk management understandable for someone who might be testing perpetual futures for the first time. You know, risk management is really important. We have a visual take profit stop loss. If you've seen some of the presentations that we've done on this, incredibly easy and simple to set risk limits on your positions. And you know, the one of the biggest things that customers have been asking for is to expand perpetual futures and this experience that we've built into other exposure to other asset classes. So, you know, we've launched oil contracts, ETF contracts on the QQQ, gold, silver, as well as the Euro USD contracts for FX. So, very excited about this rollout. You know, and it's done through, again, our regulated entity, Robinhood Europe, launched out of our MiFID II, and that entity also has a MiCA license as well in Europe, which is critical for safety on crypto. And yeah, excited to continue expanding that out.
I like that you guys are becoming kind of a one-stop shop for everything, right? It feels like it's becoming an everything app for finance, where you can trade tokenized assets, you can trade crypto, you can trade ETFs, you can trade individual stocks. I mean, you can trade just about anything. And I think adding some of these different features, such as different derivatives and futures and yield products for stablecoins, makes it more competitive across the board. I mean, I had a personal experience here recently where, again, going back to my original point, I've been transferring more money from different bank accounts or brokerages over to Robinhood because I just think it makes sense. Like, why would I have money in a specific area where I can do a single thing and it typically is at like a worse rate or a worse dynamic? And one of my banks called me last week and they're like, hey, are we doing everything good? We want to check in, this and that.
Like, your technology's from the 70s. Of course you're not doing things good.
Yeah, I was like, I just told him, I was like, listen, you guys are giving me like 1% on my like high yield savings account. Like, jeez. They're like, well, what are you getting elsewhere? Who are you using? I was like, well, I use Robinhood. And they're like, well, what are they giving you? I was like, I'm getting like, I forget
are
the exact
rate. Are these
guys
looking under a rock?
Yeah, it was like 3-4%. And they're like, oh, well, we just can't match that. We would like to be competitive. We can put you away in this bond or this treasure or whatever it was, and we'll lock it away for a year and you'll get 2% or whatever it was. And I was like, I'm good. God. I was like, my money's liquid and I can get, you know, whatever it is, you know, 3% plus. And they're just like, yeah, well, we just can't compete. So if there's anything else we can do, have a good day. And that was like it. And I was just like, all right, well.
They're like, don't you like coming into our office where you could sit in our comfy chairs and drink our old coffee? Right? Like, doesn't that make you want to stay? You're like, okay, you guys are so lost. Good luck.
Well, I'll tell you what, even the cash delivery feature that I think was announced last year, it's like, even that, I'm like, I can just have someone come to my house. I had a similar experience with just how frustrating like traditional finance and banking has been. I called my bank and I was like, hey, I'm, you know, long story short, I'm going on a vacation coming up and I wanted to get some cash. And they had to order it because they're like, oh, we don't have the bills that you want. I was like, all right, cool. They called. They messed it up. Didn't come. They messed it up again. Didn't come. Now we're on the third time. And it was like, guys, you're a bank. I'm just asking for like for cash. And it's like, not even that can happen. So I think there will be more people getting fed up with this stuff. And again, there's an easier way to do it. And there's I think you have to be more competitive if you're a TradFi player, because if there is an all-in-one alternative, why would people not gravitate towards that? But totally. Again, I'm biased here, but
absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I think it's all about adding value for customers. So, and you know, that's customer focus is our number one priority. So
yeah,
love it. No, it's very clear. And one of the things that I thought was super cool that you guys have added recently, and that I've actually been experimenting with in my Robinhood account. I've started with a small little bit of capital. I don't want to get it too crazy, but the agentic trading feature is awesome. Yes. I could trade directly from my LLM, whether that's Claude or Perplexity. It's incredible because now you don't need to go scan through the options chain manually and say, okay, you know, what should I do if I want to get short this? What's the best implied volatility for the time frame? What's my theta? Like, and it just is so exhausting to do it manually all the time. And so you could go and you could talk to your LLM and say, scan the Robinhood's options chain or look for this certain event-driven thing. And it could go And sure, it costs some money to run these searches on these different engines or with your subscription, but it's a mind-blowing thing. I mean, it really is mind-blowing. So I want you to tell us a little bit about the capabilities of agentic trading on Robinhood, and you know, maybe how you've used it or how some successful ways you've seen customers use it, but also maybe color it with the crypto aspect of it too. If people are allowed to type in, you know, buy one Solana into their Claude or whatever, and it goes through the program and automatically buys it, so you don't have to manually do it. Like, tell us a little bit about how it is ingrained with crypto too.
Absolutely. So the agentic trading feature on Robinhood allows you to create what's called an agentic account, where, you know, it's a separate account from your other accounts, where you can, you know, essentially have it isolated, and allows you to connect an agent of your choice through MCP, Model Context Protocol, which basically allows the agent to interact with, you know, your account. The important thing about the way we've approached agentic accounts and trading here at Robinhood is we put safety first. So one, you know, it's in a separate account. There's a number of controls and place and safeguards in place to ensure that, yes, you're able to harness the full power of the agents that you're working with, that you personally are bringing, but also to do so in an environment that you feel is safe and, you know, the agent's not going to do something that you don't want them to do. So, you know, this is it's pretty simple to get started, right? You create your agentic account, you follow the instructions. It's pretty simple. You, as long as you have your own personal agent set up, you can connect it. And as for crypto, so we are going to be rolling out crypto within agentic account soon. So it'll, you know, enable the use cases that you mentioned. So, you know, if you wanted to buy crypto through the through your agent on Robinhood, you'd be able to do so as well. And it's something that we're really, really excited about. In terms of, you know, how I use it personally, I probably don't want to be sharing my personal, you know, investment strategies here, but you know, it's really helpful when I'm trying to do analysis on my portfolio and figure out, am I overallocated here versus elsewhere? And, you know, it's something I used to do in spreadsheets like every month until this came out. So, yeah, that's it's a little bit about how I'm using it and using up a lot of my weekly credits from from the agents. So yeah.
Now on the crypto stuff, do you see a future where people are going to be able to trade options on crypto through Robinhood, folks in the U.S. is that something, or outside of the U.S. is that something on the docket?
So, you know, I think the products that we're focused on when it comes to derivatives for crypto, as I mentioned, is the perpetual futures product that we have live in the EU. And we're always listening to customers. So while I can't speak to any definitive plans for crypto options in the future, we're always listening to customers and figuring out what's the best product to offer. As of right now, our primary focus is the perpetual futures product that we have.
And honestly, the perpetual futures are just kind of a better product than options in general. So I think that's where future, you know, future trend will kind of go, is these perpetual futures. I think it's so powerful, in fact, that I saw the CME is suing the CFTC for their allowance of all of these, you know, proliferating perpetual futures. And so, not that we need to comment on that much, but it's just goes to show that it's a really powerful technology, easier way to get leverage. You don't need to use options. So I think perpetual futures is the right thing to lean into. But if we're going to talk about leverage, and if we're going to talk about speculating, we got to talk about meme coins. Just because your CEO, again, I'm not putting words in his mouth, I'm going to quote him. He said, Robinhood Chain is great for memes too. And this was on X in reference to somebody saying it's great for real world asset and stock tokens. And he said, it's great for memes too. And so I was just wondering if you could comment on any of the exciting things that you guys have seen built by the community, In terms of meme coins or just other projects, maybe people are already starting to glob onto Robinhood Chain and build on there.
Sure. So, you know, generally speaking, the momentum is very exciting. It's obviously always exciting to see a product that you've launched and people love to use that product. We are loving to see the people that are building on the chain. And overall, we want to encourage developers to build on the chain as much as possible. You know, our focus, like I mentioned in the beginning of the call, is really focused on building the best chain for real world assets, for institutions to be able to bring financial workflows on chain, and for a future where on chain and tokens and financial systems are entirely on chain, and but you know the back end of how the financial ecosystem works. So that's really where our primary focus is. But you know, we are generally speaking really excited to encourage more people to be building on the chain itself. In terms of you know partners that are and applications that are live on the chain, there's you know, Number that we've already launched with, you know, Privy and Uniswap are live with AI agents and skills on the Robinhood chain. We have a number of data partners that make it easy to see what's going on the chain. You know, I know there's been some great dashboards shared as well, and lots of tokenization use cases that are already being built. So, you know, looking at partners like Lighter and Arcus, who are decentralized perpetual exchanges, but also support a spot exchange on Robinhood Chain. There's definitely a lot of momentum, great developer communities building, and I'm excited to see it.
And yeah. Cash Cat.
That was a wild run. I did see that. There's a couple of wild runs already. So
yeah.
We saw that.
The D-gens are active on Robinhood Chain. Oh. Let's just say that.
Yeah, we're like, we got to keep an eye on Robinhood Chain. I mean, these things are moving.
Yeah, so it's great.
It's wild. But, you know, I know myself, I, again, do quite a bit of trading on Robinhood, especially when it comes to the crypto side. And I really like it. I got to say, the one thing that has stood out to me is that there can still tend to be some buy spreads. An example from recently, I was trading Hype, which is you know one of the bigger, more well-known, pretty liquid tokens now that's out there, and you know certainly one of the hot tokens in terms of trading. But it still had a buy spread of just under 1%. It was around 0.96% of a buy spread, which means that you know I was if the token price was $67.11. The buy spread was saying, hey, you're going to be buying at $67.73. So I'm almost always going to be playing more than whatever the actual trading price is. Are there any plans to reduce the spreads of crypto trading, specifically for the non-tokenized crypto trading on Robinhood?
So there are two ways today to trade crypto on Robinhood. The first is market maker routing, where orders and quotes are sourced from market makers. And you know the way we earn revenue is that for every dollar of notional crypto order volume executed through market maker routing, we Robinhood Crypto receives you know 95 cents from its market maker. The second is smart exchange routing with maker taker fees, where your order is routed directly to our partner exchanges at Bitstamp and EDX and is executed directly on the exchange order books. So this routing method is geared a bit more towards pro traders who want direct access to order book liquidity and the quotes that you're getting there, and also offers tiered pricing where maker fees drop as low as 0% for high volume traders with no added spreads. So, you know, I can't give advice on which routing option is better for customers, but it does depend on the type of trading experience that you're looking for. That's what I'd say.
Yeah. Are you saying that you can toggle between which one you want to choose between those two?
Yes, you can toggle this. And the way that you do this is, you know, when you go to trade crypto, there we have a settings on the trade flow at the top right. and that allows you to toggle on and off. So maybe you'll give it a try after this call, and shoot me an email if you have any feedback.
I definitely will, because I was just tasked over here from other members of our team saying, "Hey, Brendan, we just saw all these new Robinhood updates. Go make some videos on this stuff." And so those will be out soon, which is why I had to ask, because I was floating around and I was going back and forth. And no, that's perfect.
You're cheating on your homework.
I am a little bit.
No, it's great. Yeah, obviously, everybody who's watching on Spotify or wherever, check out our Crypto 101 podcast YouTube channel. Brendan, myself, the team, we do a bunch of different educational walkthroughs on different protocols and, of course, Robinhood. So we'll have those up very soon. Look, Sung, I mean, this has been awesome. We've covered a lot of ground. I just want to kind of hand it over to you in case I didn't or we didn't ask you about something that you wanted to highlight. Is there anything else out there in terms of the current slate of products and initiatives that we didn't cover that you wanted to talk about?
No, I think we covered the big moments and the major items that we launched last, I want to say 2 weeks ago. You know, it's been a little bit of a blur past 2 weeks. maybe the only other things that I'll call out is, you know, Robinhood is now available in Canada for crypto trading as well. So very, very excited about about that experience. And I think we covered all the right items. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, something that was not discussed, but it's still a big initiative on Robinhood, and I'm not sure if it's really Robinhood crypto, but we just wanted to shine some light on Robinhood's engagement with the Trump accounts, because for those of us who have kids, we think that's a really, really, really awesome program. And so, do you have anything to say about the Trump accounts or a quick blurb, or should we just let the folks know that if they have kids, they could sign up? And on the back end, Robinhood is kind of powering a lot of it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any too much to say on that one. I'm a expecting father soon as well, so I'm also really, really excited for this.
Congrats.
Yeah,
that's huge.
You. Yeah.
Man, there's nothing better. Longtime listeners know I've got two little crazy kids running around, and it's fun. I would just say start getting as much sleep as possible now in the lead up. One other thing that I started, this is totally a side tangent, but like, again, I'm going through, you know, with ChatGPT and all this kind of stuff, trying to figure out like how to get better cognitive function while I'm, sleep deprived essentially. And creatine, about 3 grams to 5 grams of creatine every day is not just great for muscle growth. And this isn't like a plug. We don't have like a promotion here or anything, which maybe if anybody's listening who's a health person, we could get a plug for creatine. But this is actually a great thing. I've been feeling like a lot better taking it. They say it's great for cognitive function on sleep deprived people. So creatine, check it out, Sung.
Yeah, not nutrition advice, but I saw a TikTok once that when you're sleep deprived, you should actually be taking 20 grams of creatine that day.
Load it up.
Not nutrition or health advice. So
and you will definitely be on the toilet with a very upset stomach if you do 20 grams.
That's right.
Man, Sung, this is such a fun podcast to be able to have you on. Look, I mean, you know, we've got everybody who knows where to find you, Robinhood.com. Do you have a personal Twitter account or an X account? Do you blog? How can people kind of stay along with your journey and all the different announcements that you have?
You know, I think following the Robinhood app and Robinhood crypto accounts are the best way to do that. I don't really post. I'm not a big Twitter person. So
okay, you're a builder. Your head's down.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you to the whole team at Robinhood. It's been awesome working with you guys, and we hope to have you back on next quarter or the quarter after that, whenever you guys have big announcements or big things you want to tease to the crypto world. You know where to find us. We'd love to have you back.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. And everybody who spent the time listening today, whether it was YouTube, Spotify, we really, really appreciate your support and your engagement. Come back same time, same place next week. And I promise you, we're going to have some more great guests. Take care.